Well, first I'd like to say revolutionary greetings, comrades from Palestine who arrived on the shores of America to educate us on a continuous basis and in the continual uplifting of our spirits. I would like to extend special greetings to the crew of Adamid and to the brothers of, and sisters of Samud who have supported this and brought this presentation to us. My name is Robert Seth Hayes. I'm a former member of the Black Panther Party, a captured and convicted soldier of the Black Liberation Army. I am one of New York State's political prisoners, one of its many political prisoners. And I understand that Adamir is now touring America on its tour and its education process and spirit upliftment to bring us awareness of the plight and the cheers of political prisoners in Palestine. It's a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for us to grow and learn. And, you know, I'm very appreciative of it. And well, of course, I have so much I want to say, and but caution overrules a lot of that. So please let me be a little cautious and a little careful so that our messages will definitely get across without, you know, causing a major international crisis, so to speak. To the people of Palestine, we commend you for your arduous struggle and your historical lessons. You've taught us much. The fact that you've stood under these trying and difficult circumstances year after year in the liberation of the land and of the people of Palestine, we commend you. We support your political prisoners. We recognize their need and their right and their responsibility to defend homeland, state, and people. We've watched what you've done. We've assessed it. Some things, they're not the same as our struggle, so we're not totally in sync with all that we do, and we're not supposed to. You had to set the lines and the standards for how your struggle will be recognized and how you will promote it and extend it. We recognize your responsibility and duty to free yourself and to honor those who have gone before you and those who will come behind you. We, as political prisoners, have set standards ourselves. We are answerable to the principal line of our struggle and the masses of people on this shore and in this hemisphere, and that's what we choose to do. We, as political prisoners, have suffered the same amount of tortures and psychological breakdowns in an attempt to not only break us down, but to force us into realms of denunciation of any resistance, to hopefully quell all dissident and resistance in our thoughts, feelings, aspirations, and actions. We refuse. We stand firm, we stand strong, and we have historical examples in Palestine as well as in America and around the world. Let's not forget there are many, many, many struggles, too numerous to mention all, but we're all learning from each other, appraising each other's struggle, each other's valor, each other's determination, self-reliance, and growth and development. And to all of us, we cheer. And to all of you, we embrace. And we say, revolutionary commitment is a tool of love, and we love to see you love the people as we love our people. Revolutionary solidarity to all of the people of Palestine in its quest and its historical determination to free itself, to free its land, and to bring dignity and self-respect to itself and its people and make its mark in history so that we can truthfully say, never again.